is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in, everybody locked in, everybody listening all over North America. Pat yourself on the back. We only got two shows left. Not for the year, but period. So congratulations. You're here for, well, this is the second to the last show. Thank you for being here. We get started every weekday. Well, today and Monday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local Infinity Sports Network affiliate, SiriusXM channel 375, and a smart speaker. If you have one, ask the speaker, very simply, to play the Infinity Sports Network. I'm in Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Man, we got a lot to get into. It is Thursday. Damn it, it's Thursday, December 18th. We are now exactly a week out from Christmas, and we got football today on Amazon Prime because Amazon is buying up the world. And so we got a good matchup, an NFC West matchup between the Los Angeles Rams and the Seattle Seahawks, two teams that are 11-3. They're trying to figure out who's going to win the NFC West, who ultimately is going to end up with the number one overall seed in the NFC. And so tonight's game has some major implications. Meanwhile, Puka Nacua, we'll get into him in a second. Somebody tell this guy to shut up. Maybe there's a good reason that we really haven't ever heard him speak. And I think he's learned his lesson to maybe just shut the hell up. If you wanted Puka's thoughts on anti-Semitism and concussions and just being an idiot, I'll share with you how things are looking for him. And I guess it's a bad couple of days for the Nacuas because his brother is apparently a thief, allegedly. How you steal a car from a Los Angeles Lakers player? Anyway, we'll get into that in a second. We got some guests that are going to join us. We got more basketball tonight. The NBA Cup is done. And so now we got a full slate of games, including the Golden State Warriors back in action. And then we're getting word about the Warriors and Jonathan Kuminga. And there's even a thought that maybe sooner than later, Klay Thompson will be back with the Warriors. What? Joe Shasky is going to join us. Shout outs to him joining us from 95.7 The Game and in the Bay Area. That'll be fun. Matt Verderam is going to join us later on in the show to talk all things NFL. That'll be fun. Speaking of NFL, man, there's even more rumors. Shout outs to Josina Anderson that Bill Belichick will ultimately be back in the NFL. This was mentioned last night, and it took a while for it to settle into my brain, which doesn't always work. But damn it, the Chicago Bears might be moving from Illinois to Indiana? Huh? What? Huh? Yeah, I know they border each other, but what? Huh? What are we doing here? It's just, we'll talk about that. We found out why Ohio fired their coach. I mean, I guess sleeping with your coworkers or students is something a lot of people are apparently getting into, allegedly. I don't have details on that. I have no idea. The WNBA is apparently ready to strike. If a tree falls in the forest and no one is there, does it make a sound? Well, we'll get into that. Joe Burrow, he's thinking about his future. It doesn't include a strike. Unless he's really sick and tired of playing for the Cincinnati Bengals. And if he is, can you blame him? Kevin Garnett was sick and tired of the Minnesota Timberwolves. And now he's back. Now that their former owner is gone. Yeah, people getting old and petty. And then you got Anthony Richardson, who, God bless him, after breaking an orbital bone in his eyeball, trying to go out there and stretch, well, the orbital bone surrounding his eyeball. He's back. Just in good enough time to practice and watch Phillip Rivers try to play as a 44-year-old quarterback. So there you have it, folks. We got a lot to get into, a lot to discuss. If you want to hit me up here on our second-to-last show, you can call 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. And by the way, when this show concludes and we're all done on Monday and after the network is done, you can find me all over the internet. I exist at JR Sport Brief. That is Twitter, X, TikTok, Facebook, YouTube, all of the places you can find me. Instagram at JR Sport Brief. So if you're trying to figure out where the hell you can keep up, we'd be next at JR Sport Brief everywhere. 888-710-4IS. And I'm here live on the radio. That's 888 710 for ISN. Bacha, how are you this Thursday, December 18th?
I'm doing good. The weather outside is actually pretty nice, and I'm doing chill. They had like a nice little catering event happening outside, so it was good.
Catering like what? For what?
I was like not a holiday party, but it was like a thank you party for the year.
Oh, you mean for the for Odyssey?
Yeah, for us, not outside the streets. No.
Oh, I'm like downstairs on Hudson Street. Oh, I'm like, what are we doing?
No, there's construction. It's
dirty.
A little bit of dirty, salty. Yeah.
I was about to say, well, did anybody get drunk?
No. The holiday, last Thursday, potentially, that was the actual official holiday party. Today, no, it was just, as I've seen from the scraps, because it started at 10 and ended at 3, there's cookies and there's like bagels and extra stuff like that, junk food.
Stuff to raise your blood sugar. Okay, all right.
Yeah, mixed with the coffee we get here. Yeah, it's a lot.
It sounds like a good deal. Well, that's nice. People always getting kind of drunk and frisky at these holiday parties. Odyssey here in Atlanta had its holiday party last week. It was nice. Celebrating people that have been working for Odyssey for, 30 and 40 plus years. Congratulations. Pat yourself on the back. Hey, we got one guy. Shout out to Bobby J. He's been in the company through every iteration. He's been here for like 50 years. The botcher's not impressed.
So I was taking a call. 50, you said 50 years?
Yeah. Every iteration of the company. Yeah.
Oh, every iteration. Oh, my goodness. I can't even struggle to count to 50 at this point.
Yeah, well, maybe one day you'll get there, botcher. Okay. One day.
Third grade.
Hopefully. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of being able to count to 50, can Puka Nacua count to 50? Can this man, Puka Nacua, I know he can catch a football. I mean, he came into the league. He's 24 years old. When you get to 24, you should be able to count to 50 in multiples. You should be able to do that. This man was a fifth-round pick. He's already been an all-pro. He's already been a pro bowler. He's been this. He's been that. He's second in the NFL in receptions. And he's first in 102 receptions. And second in yards, has 6 touchdowns. This guy is a brute. He is a wide receiver. He's not going to wow you with speed. He's not going to wow you, with athleticism. Of course, he is both, or has both attributes. He's just a bully. Okay, when Matthew Stafford throws this damn guy the ball, he catches it. And then he can go back to the line of scrimmage, and he can catch it again. Puka Nacua is a football freak. He's made to catch footballs. I was going to say something else, but I get in trouble for that either way. He is made to catch footballs. But I think, I think the elevator may not go all the way to the top. I mean, God bless the guy. He's had himself a week. Botch, what's the guy's name? Aiden Ross?
Aiden Ross. And do you count his sidekick in Neon?
No. Don't care about no sidekicks. I've learned more about this Aiden Ross guy. Apparently, he was kicked off of Twitch because he was a complete jerk. He would say racist things and homophobic things. And apparently, he's on this Kick Twitch platform because they have less rules. And so Puka Nacua is sitting around with this dude. And we shared with you some of his comments just yesterday. Like he's talking about the NFL refs, and he's like, the refs want to be famous, and these refs are trash. And it's just like, oh, I never heard Puka speak too much in my life. The longest sentence I've heard this guy string together was about how he doesn't plan on playing in the NFL forever. Good. And the way that he plays, there is no forever for this guy. His body would not make it. He plays so tough, he would not make it. But this week, outside of insulting the referees, we're getting more comments from Puka. Like Puka Nacua saying that he doesn't believe in concussions, even though he looks like he's had quite a few himself. He thinks that it's all a figment of your imagination. Listen to this and try not to hurt your brain.
I also believe that concussions are all in your head. You just can't think about it.
Seriously? So concussions aren't real, it's all in your head?
What about ACL tears?
Oh, those ones are pretty real. If you can't get up and walk, I feel like that's pretty real.
Okay, so a concussion is all in your head. Well, Puka, yeah, we know that. A concussion is when your brain rattles around against your skull. That's a concussion. Okay, Puka? You don't have to go lights out night for 5 minutes to be concussed. But at the same time, Puka Nacua plays football. I don't think anybody's ever looked at Puka Nacua and confused him for a doctor. So there you have it. Puka on concussions. Puka thinks the refs suck. But then Puka really got himself in some trouble. Because with tonight's game against the Seattle Seahawks, the Rams against the Seahawks, Puka Nacua was asked by Aiden Ross, this guy who's been kicked off of platforms online for being a complete jerk. He said, listen, man, if you score a touchdown tonight, you know, kind of stand there and rub your hands together, you know, like, you know, the Jewish individuals would do, you know, like the sign that would say that they're greedy. And Puka's just like, yeah, he's rubbing his hands together. Like, yeah, if I score a touchdown tonight, that's exactly what I'm going to do. And we know this is a trope that's been thrown around for years, that Jewish individuals are just greedy. You want to know who wasn't a fan and not thrilled with anything that Puka agreed to? The Anti-Defamation League. Jewish friends and family, folks, just people are like, what are you talking about? You throwing around this thing that we're money hungry and we're greedy? And of course, this got back to Puka. Okay, you want to know what Puka had to say? He had to go to social media and he had to say, I'm sorry. Puka said, when I appeared the other day on a social media live stream, it was suggested to me to perform a specific movement as part of my next touchdown celebration. At the time, I had no idea this act was anti-Semitic in nature and perpetuated harmful stereotypes against Jewish people. I deeply apologize to anyone who was offended by my actions, as I do not stand for any form of racism, bigotry, or hate of another group of people. That came from Tua. Well, at least it came from Tua's, not Tua. I got Tua on the brain. Maybe I'm concussed. That came from Puka Nacua's social media account. Now let's think about this. Did Puka write this? Hell no. No, he didn't. I wonder how many publicists sat down and said, we need to put this out there. And if Puka did write it, I wonder what the punctuation would be. Would it have commas? Would it have periods? I think Puka's learned a lesson. Shut up. It's really that simple. Just shut the hell up. Puka Nacua, no more live streams for him. The NFL had to put out a message as well. And you think the NFL PR office, a week before Christmas, wants to sit around telling everybody, you know, that we don't dislike Jewish people? Like, the NFL will write anything. I mean, come on now. The NFL a bunch of years ago were like, you know, hey, Black Lives Matter, until it was like, hey, it doesn't matter anymore. We're making money. The NFL will say anything to get themselves a dollar or a dime. But I know the PR department didn't want to sit around and write this. They had to say the words out of Puka's mouth. We don't agree with him. You think the Rams PR department, they're up in Seattle right now, getting ready for Thursday night football. You think the Rams wanted to sit around and write out a message saying, hey, what Puka said was stupid? Maybe Puka's stupid. I don't know. I never met the guy. But he certainly has made quite a few and said a few things. And don't we all? Okay, nobody is just scot-free. Everybody can get a little bit of trouble, but Puka is just on a roll. And then even thinking about last night, this news I had to go, are you kidding me? What? Puka has an older brother who played in college. Obviously, he is less successful than Puka. He has an older brother who allegedly tried to rob and took a vehicle from like the 15th guy on the Los Angeles Lakers bench. He stole a car. Puka's brother stole a car from a Los Angeles Laker. Keep in mind, Puka lives in LA and is always going to Lakers games. So this is nuts to me. What the hell were they feeding these Nacuas growing up? Listen to this report from NBC LA.
Lakers player Adu Thiro had his SUV stolen and LA County Sheriff's deputies helped him get it back. But after deputies found it, guess who was one of two people arrested? Samson Nacua, brother of Rams star Puka Nacua. I'm Alex Rozier with NBC LA. The LA County Sheriff's Department says last week, Thiro's stolen SUV was tracked to a hotel in West Hollywood. The suspects valeted the SUV and went into the hotel. While the deputies showed up, they took a look at the surveillance footage and they made two arrests for taking a SUV without permission. One man named Trey Rose and the second person arrested, Samson Nacua, the 27-year-old brother of Puka Nacua. Both Samson and Trey were cited and released as the prosecutor's office considers possible charges.
Man, what are we doing here? What the hell is wrong? The Nacuas are having a week, right? The lesser-known Nacua is stealing cars from the Los Angeles Lakers. The famous Nacua brother, who goes to all the Lakers games, he's over here just sitting around with idiots on live streams putting his foot in his mouth. How about this? One of the Nacuas, he doesn't need to drive. How about that? And then we have the other Nacua who just needs to shut the hell up. Maybe they just need to stick to football and not talking or driving or speaking or doing anything. I don't know what they fed these two growing up, but these are Nacuas, I hate to say it. They don't appear to be too bright. What do they say? I'll stop there, okay? Good luck to Puka Nacua tonight against the Seattle Seahawks. We're going to talk about the game next hour, okay? If you want to be a part of the show, we got a lot to get into. Here's the number, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We'll talk about Seattle and the Rams, and we got Joe Shasky, who's going to join us to talk about the Golden State Warriors. We'll get into Joe Burrow and his future. I see Anthony Richardson is on his way back to practicing. We got Kevin Garnett back in Minnesota. He's not playing, but he'll be back with Minnesota. They're going to retire his number. We got a lot to get into. Damn it, we got a lot of calls already. I guess all these people are popping up. 888-710-4ISN. They find out you got two more shows left. They say, hey, we need to call. Let's talk to Chris. He's calling from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Chris? Hey, Chris, you're live on the radio. Hey.
What's up, Jay? Can you hear me?
I got you loud and clear now. Well, we need to hear you. What's up?
Okay. Man, I hate that you're getting off the air, man. I really enjoy your show. I listen to it every day on the way home.
Well, thank you so much, man. Well, listen, Chris, you follow me at JR Sport Brief. You find out where you can listen to me next, okay?
All right, man. Have a good one.
You be safe. Have a great holiday.
You too.
Thank you so much. Yo, shout outs to all the truckers all over North America. You East Coast, down South, Midwest. And the guys listening on submarines, everybody, armed forces, all of our vets, people out here who are, first responders. I know who listens to the show. People holding it down. You holding it down in there. I appreciate you. Botch, you ever got an email from somebody behind bars saying they listen to the show?
No, I don't get emailed by many people. Maybe Google reminding me I'm almost out of storage, stuff like that.
Oh, well, damn, that's miserable. You want me to just send you emails every now and then just to say hello?
That works.
Okay, you got it. You're welcome. 888-710-4ISN. You can take all four of my email addresses. I'm sick of people emailing me. 888-710-4ISN. We got Matt from Rochester. You on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Matt?
Hey, JR. How we doing? I tweeted yesterday, but I'm getting ready for dinner. I want to congratulate you on a great run. I've been listening to you for about 5.5 years now. I remember when you took over Bill's spot, maybe around like June 2020. And I'll never forget, I called in. I want to call it maybe like January, February 2022. I was like, hey, yeah, you had big shoes to fill. And you're like, nah, man, I'm not filling anyone's shoes. I'm trying my own path. And I've loved you ever since. And, I've called, I've tweeted, and love the show, love the top six list. And I was pumped when you got the promo from overnight to evenings. And I tweeted it. I think you're a saint putting up with the people for the overnight calls based on what they were doing. Okay. And I just wanted to say congratulations on a great run. I wish you the best of luck. I'm going to follow you on social media. So wherever your next chapter takes you, I'm going to follow you. And I know you were up in Rochester a couple of years ago for, I think, what was it called? Like Media for the Movement or whatever your
Yeah, it was Special Olympics. Was. Absolutely. Yeah,
absolutely. So if you're ever back up in Rochester, man, let me know. I'll buy you a drink. I don't know if you drink. If not, I'll buy you a garbage plate and we'll go from there. But congratulations. Best of luck. And can't wait to see what you do next.
Yeah, let's go over to Genesee Brewery. Sign me up. Deal done.
Absolutely. Thanks, JR. Take care.
All right, you be well. Thank you so much, Matt, for calling from Rochester. Oh, yeah, man. Oh, yeah, I like that. Listen, I don't try to be like anybody. I don't try to fill anybody's shoes. Man, I'm just me. And that's all I can be, and that's all anybody else can be, is them damn selves. And that's what I will continue to be. So thank you so much, Matt, for calling from Rochester. It's the second to last JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Hey, this show might be finishing up. I'm going to tell you who might be on their way back on the other side of the break. Oh, not to this station, but to his NFL team. I'll tell you who it is. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast, the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It's the second to last JR Sport Brief Show. You want to give me a holler? It's easy. 888-710-4ISN. You want to reach out to me? You want to keep up with me? What the hell I'm doing? Easy. At JR Sport Brief. X, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. I'm not a hard guy to find. Instagram, everything at JR Sport Brief. Right before we went to break, I took your calls. We talked about Puka Nacua putting his foot in his mouth. We know that his team, the Los Angeles Rams, are going to be in Seattle tonight, trying to firmly establish themselves as numero uno in the NFC West and the entire NFC. We just have to see if it's going to take place. We'll talk more about the game at the top of the hour in about 30 or so minutes. But before we do that, I do want to mention to you someone who looks like he might be on his way back, but he really ain't going to play unless there's some type of catastrophe. Anthony Richardson, remember him? Yeah, the guy that the Colts selected number 4 overall in 2023. The guy who accidentally broke his face, you know, with a training stick and a rubber band. Yeah, he's going to be practicing again. The season is over. Daniel Jones has blown out his damn leg. The Colts have a 44-year-old Philip Rivers trying to keep them alive. And Anthony Richardson is back to practicing. And so he stood in front of the media today and he spoke for the first time ever. Listen to what he had to say about being able to practice. But then I want you to hear this caveat. Listen to this.
You know, I thank God for it. You know, sitting at home, it's not fun. It's really boring. You know, not being in the building as much when it first happened, really boring. You know, not being around my teammates, not being able to go to the stadium and all that was really boring. But, you know, I thank God for being able to, you know, go out there and practice today, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, good. Yeah, I guess it is boring after you take a rubber band to your eye and break your face. That sucks. Here, let's listen to him. What the hell happened to your eye?
Yeah, just warming up. Bad, you know, something just freaky just happened, you know, with the band in the locker. It just happened. You know, I'm here now, so not really worried about it.
Would you wear anything special class-wise when you're practicing?
Nah, still the same. Same old visor on there. You know, nothing different.
You'll throw a visor on. Okay. Rubber banded an object to your eye that breaks your face. What a way to injure your face. I mean, tell somebody you got into a street fight against 5 people and one guy broke your eye, but you broke everybody else's face. Do that? Well, I guess you can't lie about that when it happened in the locker room. Now, here's the caveat that I mentioned. The guy is still having trouble seeing. He's going to start practicing, but his vision is not all the way back. What type of quarterback is that? Listen to him tell you.
Now, I feel normal. You know, I'm able to see, able to drive, walk around, not bump into anything, so I feel normal.
He feels normal, but his head coach, Shane Steichen, is just like, not so much, not so quite.
As I mentioned, you know, last week, Anthony returned for physical, you know, activity, but he still has some vision limitations in his eye. So we're going to get him back on the practice field, get him thrown, doing some scout team reps. So it's just something, you know, that, you know, he's going to have to manage, you know, through the process.
I can't see all the way. You ask him, of course, it's like asking a kid. You okay? You okay? Like, yeah, I'm fine. I can go back in there, coach. I can go back in there. You know, I mean, you forget that. It's like a boxer. Boxer will tell you up and down, I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay. After you, they got a lump on their head. The eyeball is hanging out his socket. I'm okay, I'm okay, I'm okay. It takes somebody with some common sense. It takes the doctor to go, nah, we got to stop the fight. Like, it's hilarious to me. The Colts are going nowhere, by the way. I'm sorry, okay? They're 8-6. They're on a 4-game losing streak. They got a 44-year-old guy out there playing quarterback. He hasn't played in, what, 5 or 6 years? They're going nowhere. And so the fact that now they've put Anthony Richardson back out there to practice, for what? The season's over. What, just in case 44-year-old Philip Rivers says, I need to leave? There's no point. None. Everything is just pretty freakish about this. Here's even more hilarity. Hey, when is the vision going to come back, Shane Steichen? You a doctor or you a coach?
Yeah, I can't answer that. You know, everyone heals differently. You know, it's a healing process that, you know, he's going to have to manage. But it'll be great to get him back out on the practice field, you know, going through, you know, all the stuff.
Okay, yeah. He's basically a break glass in case of another emergency. Like Philip Rivers popping a knee and not wishing that on that guy. But he's 44 years old. Anything is possible, right? Man, speaking of anything is possible, Kevin Garnett said that. We'll talk about Kevin Garnett in a minute. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. The Colts are going nowhere. John is here from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, John?
JR, how you doing? Thanks for taking my call. You're a rock star. You made your own path, and you're one of a kind, man. You make the ride home so enjoyable. You know, it's just the way you put it, man. You just, you know, you're perfect, man. Like I said, you're a rock star in your own right, and you just keep rocking and keep shining your light. Just wanted to say the Bills are going to win the Super Bowl this year, and we're going to raise the banner in our new stadium next year. I'm staying there right here, right now.
Okay.
Because, yeah.
They do.
To get it out there, man. I can't believe I've talked to America.
Man. Well, you are. Well, welcome to the show, John. Well, where the hell you been all these other years? Thank you for the kind words, by the way.
I've called before, but I'm kind of shy. But I did call before. You're a rock star, man. You keep on rocking. What do you think of my Bills, man?
Well, I hope. I mean, with no damn Kansas City Chiefs in the way this year, it'd actually be nice if they were able to go ahead and turn things around. Who's in the way? I mean, I'm looking at New England, and I say, if the Buffalo Bills have to take on the New England Patriots, I'm putting my money on the Buffalo Bills. So I feel good about them representing the AFC. And if we got down to the Super Bowl, I'm really looking at the Buffalo Bills and the Los Angeles Rams right now. John, is that good by you?
Me too. Thank you. Me too. Thank you. Yeah, that's perfect, man. The Ravens are kind of tough, but we'll see. We just need to win one.
Yeah. You know, we'll see what they do against those Steelers.
While we're still here, man. We got to win one for Ralph Wilson, and we got to win one for, you know, Tim Bruster. And, you know, just need one, man. And but, you know, of course, maybe win four in a row. Who knows? That's all I hear in this town.
Well,
but
listen.
Anyway, love you.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right, peace out, John. Listen, man, I've been waiting on either Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen to win a Super Bowl. Eventually, one of these guys got to do it, right? I mean, the Ravens look like they've been downtrodden and beat up all year long. But the Buffalo Bills, man, they got time. Take advantage while Patrick Mahomes is out. Do it. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Lisa is calling from South Carolina. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Lisa?
Hi, JR. Thank you for taking my call. I wanted to tell you how much I have enjoyed listening to your show on my way home from work in the evening, and I look forward to finding you at your next location.
Well, thank you so much, Lisa. I appreciate you for listening. I appreciate your support. And yes, please stay tuned. I look forward to connecting with you in the future, okay?
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Have a great holiday. Shout-outs to Lisa for calling from South Carolina. CJ from Birmingham, what's up?
What's up, JR? I got two questions for you about the college football playoff.
Yes.
Now, last year, the first round, all the home teams won.
It's crap.
With that momentum, they went and beat all the teams that had the bye week. Now, if they give the second round a home field, which they earn along with that week off, I think it'll be better. But everything is being pushed by money and, you know, they got to have their big name on the front of it. But it could still be there, but let those kids earn that home field advantage for the second round.
You answered it already. But by the time you get to the second round, these are all the traditional bowl games that we would get. So ain't a damn thing changing in that regard.
But check this out. What? We know Oregon's going to beat Jake. You know, we know they're going
to
win.
They're going to smoke them like 50 to nothing.
That next round, say they go to California and play, that's like another home game.
Yeah, but
if Alabama wins.
Yeah, but that's not going to be
the. If Alabama wins and they play in New Orleans or Atlanta,
that ain't
a home game.
CJ, it's not going to be the case every single year.
I don't know that momentum, boy. That momentum is strong, and it rolls.
So what are you worried about? What are you, a fan of Alabama?
I'm an Auburn fan. I'm just saying, like, if Alabama wins and they go and play in New Orleans or Atlanta.
Yeah, but how about this?
And they're playing a team from up north who's never been in.
Who cares? Here's something, CJ. And by the way, this is the reality. If Alabama beats Oklahoma and then they move on to take on Indiana on January 1st, that's going to take place at the Rose Bowl. And the last time I looked and checked, I think I know something about geography. Indiana nor Alabama are anywhere close to California. So what are you going to do? Who cares?
Yeah, I get you on that point.
Big deal.
But now you got to figure out which team fans can travel.
Oh, CJ, you thinking too damn hard, bro. You thinking too
the
damn
hard. The Final Four should be in these big arenas and then just let these kids have a home game.
Nah, listen, man, if I'm a kid, I don't give a damn. These college students, and thank you so much, CJ, for calling from Alabama. Here's the reality. If I'm a college athlete, I'm barely going to school anyway. They're sitting my ass on planes, and they're giving us 20 meals a day, and I'm playing football, and I got some kid probably over here taking my tests and my exams for me. I do not care. You think they want to go back to Alabama to have a home game? Like, nah, send me to California, please, okay? Because if we win or lose, maybe I can go outside and hang out on Sunset Boulevard. Okay, I don't need to be back playing a home game in Alabama. I got to think about the fans and everything. Nobody cares about that. This is such a money-making machine. People care about money. I mean, that was the first thing that you said. And then you start thinking about fans and home field. They don't care about that. Money. College athletes, they sure as hell don't care. They got to end up going back home anyway. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're going to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to tell you about a retired athlete. He is returning home. I'm going to tell you who it is. I'm going to get to your calls on the other side of the break as well. It's the second to last edition of the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. But right now, it's time for a newsflash. Here he is, Chris Lopresti.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. It's the second to last JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I will be here today, now. Final show will be on Monday, so make sure you come through and check things out. We've talked about Puka Nacua putting his foot in his mouth ahead of tonight's matchup between the Los Angeles Rams and the Seattle Seahawks. Puka is hanging out with idiots online, and he's talking about refs. He's accidentally offending Jewish people. He's done a lot of apologizing, okay? Anthony Richardson, he's not apologizing. He's back. The guy accidentally broke his eye socket, and now he's back to practicing for the Indianapolis Colts behind of course, Philip Rivers, who's 44 years old. By the way, he's back to practicing, and his vision has not fully been restored in his eye. What a world. But he's back. And speaking of back, congratulations, Kevin Garnett. Hall of Famer, MVP, Defensive Player of the Year, All-Star NBA Champion, all the things. He is back with the Minnesota Timberwolves. Congratulations to him. Now that that old man Glenn Taylor's gone, Kevin Garnett is in. You know, you got Alex Rodriguez, who's now a partner in owning the Minnesota Timberwolves. And Kevin Garnett, he was not happy with Glenn Taylor, because when he was back with the team as a player in 2015, he was promised a front office position as well as ownership, partial ownership of the Wolves when he retired. Okay? And that didn't happen. Flip Saunders died. We know Flip Saunders coached and help find and bring in Kevin Garnett, and he passed away, and he says the owner, Glenn Taylor, he changed his mind. He just said, I'm not honoring the deal that we had. And so Kevin Garnett said, don't retire my number. I'm not messing with you unless somebody else buys the team. And that's exactly what has happened. I mean, take a listen to this. Kevin Garnett was talking to Stephen A. Smith, and he says, I'm not going to be a part of this team unless this old guy's gone.
I'll be honest, man, the perception of the owner and how he sees a player. Some owners see some players as partners, not as hired talent.
Right.
So with Glenn Taylor's case, you know, I've never messed that up. I've never not understood where he's come from. I know he's an ex-politician, and that speaks for itself, right? Because one person shows you his character doesn't necessarily mean that you need to revert and be what he is.
Right.
Good comes to good, and I'm a very patient person.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, he called Glenn. He says he's a politician, so of course he's going to change his mind and lie. Basically what he had. And let's think about, is that far off? When Alex Rodriguez's group was trying to buy the Minnesota Timberwolves, remember, once again, Glenn Taylor, he changed his mind. They had to take him to arbitration for them to buy the team. He's like, I'm going to sell the team. And then he found out that, I could sell the team for more, and he changed his mind. It didn't work out for him. He's no longer the owner of the squad. What a world. You got to sell your team for a couple billion dollars, and now you're disappointed. Glenn Taylor got one foot in the grave anyway. Sorry. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. What you going to do with all that money? You going to take an extra trip? What are you doing? Are you going to remember it? 888-710-4ISN. Joe is here from Birmingham. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Joe?
Hey, man. How you doing tonight?
I'm terrific. How you feeling?
I'm good, buddy. I've been sitting here in traffic, so I didn't have nowhere to go. I've been sitting here listening to your show, man, and I feel left out because I didn't hear about your show until 2 weeks ago today. And now you're leaving, and so I'm gonna follow you wherever you go, brother.
Oh well, thank you, Joe. Yeah, hit me up. Yeah, hit me up. I'm at JR Sport Brief everywhere. Where the hell you been for the past 6 years?
Man, right? Good question, man. A good question. I don't know. I've been listening to.
Don't say no other names. Screw that.
No.
Okay.
My bad.
I'm joking with you, Joe.
I know you are. I know you are. I really like your show, man. I like the way you put it down there, and it's awesome.
Well, thank you, man. Well, listen, I'm at JR Sport Brief. You Google me and follow me on Twitter or TikTok, wherever the hell you want to find me. I'm there, and you holler at me anytime.
I will, buddy. Y'all have a good night.
And, happy holidays, Joe.
Yes, sir. You too, buddy. Y'all have a good one.
Thank you. Cheers. Shout outs to Joe. He's right down the road in Birmingham. Why don't you drive to Atlanta? I'm hungry. He can get here. Bacha, he could drive over here and meet me for a drink tonight. He could.
He could. But would he? That's the question.
Would he?
It's a Thursday. It's a school night.
School night. People go out on Thursdays. Bacha, what are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. It's the half price. Was it happy? No. Thirsty Thursday. That's what it's called.
Is that what it is? Every day is thirsty for me. Any day. No, I don't need a Thursday. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Mike is here from Baltimore. What's up, Mike?
Hey, JR. How you doing, man?
I'm good.
Man, I'm upset. I haven't listened in a while, and now I'm finding out you're going to be leaving? It's going to be one of your final shows?
Today is the second to last show. I will be here on Monday,
man.
And that's it. Yeah.
Oh, God.
The whole network is going to be done on the 28th. It's going to become a news station, the Westwood One Sports Network. Yeah.
Wow. God, you're my man. You're my man who I've always referred to as the perfectly dictioned JR.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
Hey, JR, who do you think is MVP in the NFL this year?
Oh, come on. Matthew Stafford, are you kidding me?
Yeah. I mean, I keep hearing people trying to drum up, Drake May or whatever.
Get that young guy out of here. He ain't not his time yet. His time yet.
Yeah. All right, JR, well, I'm going to follow you wherever you go. And so I really appreciate talking to you, buddy.
Thank you. Yeah, JR Sport Brief on Facebook. I'm sure you can find me there, Mike. Okay.
All right. I certainly will. Okay,
cheers.
JR. All
right. Shout outs to you. 888-710-4ISN. Let's go to Chicago and talk to Simon. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Simon?
Hey, JR, man. How's it going?
Good.
Good. Hey, I'm glad I was able to connect with you. I've been listening since March 2020, but it's my first time ever calling a radio show. So I just want to say thank you for what you've done to all the people that you've reached and brought joy to, and that includes me. I remember that a caller had asked you once, if it was a promotion or a demotion when you changed time slots. And I'll never forget your answer. You said that your prime time, no matter what slot you're in. And, you know, I couldn't agree more. You are appointment listening. Love your show. And I can't wait to see what you do in your next chapter.
Well, thank you so much, Simon. Those are some kind words. And I didn't know what the hell you were going to say that I said. But you know what? That is exactly what I said. And that's exactly something that I would say. And I've had the benefit, Simon, of doing morning show radio. I've done overnight radio. I've done afternoon radio. I've done weekend radio. And it doesn't matter what time I come on or who I talk to. I'm prime time. I'm having fun. And that's all it is. So I appreciate you, man. You be well and you stay in touch, okay?
Great. Thank you. You too. By the way, very quickly, who you got this weekend? Bears or Packers?
Oh, my God. Bears or Packers? Bears or Packers? Bears or Packers? Oh. Simon, message me and I'll message you back on that one, okay?
Sounds good, man. Thank you.
All right. Very cheers. Good. No doubt about it. I'm going with the Packers. Sorry. I know they ain't got Michael Parsons, but I still believe in the Packers more than the Bears. I don't believe Caleb is going to I don't believe he's going to show up when it matters. And speaking of the Bears, we're going to talk about them later on in the show because there's all this talk about the Bears and where their new stadium is going to be. I'm sick of hearing about their new stadium. I mean, they beefing with the city. Just fix Soldier Field, please. Like, now they're going to go to the Burbs. I used to say, if the Bears move to the Burbs when I'm in Chicago, I ain't going. And you can bet your ass, if the Chicago Bears, if they move any closer to the state of Indiana, I definitely ain't going. Forget about it. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. It's the second to last JR Sport Brief show on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm here today. I'm here Monday. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. We'll talk some more football. Yeah, let's talk about that MVP, Matthew Stafford. It's the JR Sport Brief show, Infinity Sports Network.